TikTok, Dar Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Whoa. This one is coming at you out of Michigan. So Michigan Brewery makes beer deliveries via seaplane. I think that's kind of fucking cool.
That is cool.
Some of these people are kind of like locked. And in a place like Michigan, I think some counties are dry. So,
are they? I don't think so.
Michigan?
Yeah.
That's a pretty fucking crazy area.
Nah.
Like Utah, where they...
No, it's not.
They hold you down and they make you marry six of your sisters.
No, it's not.
Well, I said it is, therefore it is. I dictate the narrative. Anyway, a Northern Michigan beer company enlisted the help of a seaplane to make six special deliveries, not one, but six special deliveries to families on waterfront properties. I might be related to these people somehow. I hope. Oh, get this. Just when I said that, Steve Smith.
I know a Steve Smith
somewhere around these parts, a.k.a. Aqua Bear. Woo! All right, you might have ulterior motives here, buddy. So, he took off in his seaplane Saturday morning with Joe Short. Are they just making up these names? Officer Short?
Did Steve Smith say that he would, like, get a bunch of funding to fly this plane and then, like, you load up his plane with beer and he just takes off?
He realizes there's no gas.
He just takes off with all the beer and all the money? Because that would be, like, the Steve Smith I know.
There's the Steve Smith I know. I mean, there was no gas in the airplane at all, and he would have all the excuses in the world why you should come back next week. Tune in next week. So, founder of Short's Brewing Company, he had to deliver six crates of beer to a waterfront property in Antrim County, also there in Michigan. The Elk Rapids based brewery offered a limited run of seaplane deliveries online, and the slots quickly sold out. Well, yeah. I mean, if you have that kind of money, don't you think they're going to quickly sell out? I mean, well,
and if you can get beer delivered, like, flown to your front door, wouldn't you get it? I get it. I would just get it just for the experience. Like, yeah, thanks for the beer, man. The store's right down the street, but fly it into my front yard.
So, Smith and Short, that's literally the partnership. Met at a fundraising event in 2018, and, oh my God, maybe they just jerked each other off in the bathroom. I don't fucking know.
It was like, I got this punk rock show I put on in Southern California.
And Short said, hey, I know another band. They're ready to tour with Rancid next summer.
All right. anyway, nobody knows what we're talking about.
Who cares? And they teamed up to film a water skiing promo for later that year. Could you imagine if we were lined up for a water skiing promo? I think I would have been the perfect candidate for that.
Why would we do a water ski promo?
I would. For money? For sure.
Why would they even come to us? We're like the Laurel and Hardy of punk rock. Why would they come over here?
Why wouldn't they come to me?
Look
at this chiseled physique.
Come on. I don't think the skis would keep you up.
You'd have a jar of mayonnaise just kind of skipping across the river.
Yeah, there's a physics fucking question for you.
How long would Norty last on fucking jet skis?
Could he, like, stay above on the top of the water, or would his weight just push him in like a fucking anchor on a big-ass cruise ship just dropping?
Bloop. Well, I'll tell you, the last time I got on a fishing boat, I thought I was going to Flintstone my ass way back to shore. True story. Anyway. But that's for another time. So, Short and Smith pitched him the idea of using the plane to bolster the brewery's delivery service, which began in March amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Brilliant idea.
He likes to get his airplane out.
He likes to whip it out.
Fly it around.
I can whip it out, twirl it around the room a bit.
I haven't even gotten to the best part. And have fun bouncing around the lake.
Yep. Smack that fucking thing on everybody that's walking by. Pow.
I was like, all right, cool. Let's put it together. So, I don't know. This just sounds like a bunch of bros just having fun.
Yeah.
The pair's Saturday outing made an impression on their customers. I'm sure it did.
Yeah, dude, of course. You're getting your beer dropped off. That's like what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about the experience, man.
And these people are saying, like, you're getting due. This is a highlight of our summer. Absolutely. Because think about it. They're in fucking Michigan.
Yeah, well, you keep saying that like Michigan's bad, dude. Michigan's a lot better than this place. I'd much rather be there than here.
It's cold as fuck.
That's why I'm here.
It's cold as fuck.
Yeah, but it's cold as fuck.
You think it's cold getting up to go to work here in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning? Over there, you literally run into the car hoping like you're not going to fucking freeze to death.
Of course.
I mean, shit.
It's next to Canada.
Next to Canada and all of that. Don't even get me started on you fucking Canucks over there. So, this is a highlight of our summer. To see a seaplane come in right to your front step and deliver beer and hop off. I mean, this was just phenomenal. And that's just about where the story fucking ends.
Okay, yeah. Way to pick them, Norty. So, guy delivers beer with a plane, and people like it.
Well, it says read more, and I'm hitting read more. There's no read more.
Well, you don't need to. We got the gist.
People like it
when you do extraordinary shit. And, like, when you do something that's out of the ordinary, people dig it. And so, delivering beer by plane. And who doesn't like beer?
Yeah.
With that being said, cheers! This is Sick Talk.